Welcome to the Haverford College Athletics Podcast. My name is Warren Croxton, Assistant Sports Information Director. This newly created podcast will have conversations with student athletes, coaches, and administration in the athletic department. This episode of the podcast features field hockey player Sarah Waldus. Waldus is a senior on the team who was selected to the All-Centennial Conference second team and was a Haverford College McIntosh Award winner in 2013. Waldus discusses her time at Haverford College, the balance of being a student athlete, and answers some fun questions about herself. Here's my interview with Sarah. So I'm here with Sarah Waldus of the field hockey team. And Sarah, you know, it's freshman move-in day, and you guys have been here for a little over a week now. So can you kind of just talk about how your summer went and if you did anything interesting in the summer?
Yeah, so this summer I was really lucky. I had an internship as a student lab assistant in a hematology lab at the Children's Hospital in Philadelphia. From around the area, so it was nice. I got to live at home, and I worked in a lab, like I said, in the hematology department, and got a lot of really great exposure to that field. And as someone who wants to be a doctor, that was just a really cool experience overall. And then the last couple weeks of summer were a little bit of a whirlwind because the field hockey team took a trip to Ireland right before preseason. So we were there for about 6 days. And we stayed in Dublin, and we got to play some of the teams, and we had some really helpful clinics with one of the national coaches. And then we basically came back and moved in the next day and have been going at preseason ever since.
What was going to Ireland like? Have you ever been out of the country? What was that whole situation for you?
Yeah, so the only time I've been out of the country before was I took a family cruise to Bermuda, so the 7-hour plane ride was definitely a little bit of a shock. But it was a really nice experience. We were right in the heart of Dublin, which surprisingly wasn't that large of a city. It was maybe, if you take the main line, like 2 or 3 times the main line. But we were right in the heart of the city, and so we got to do a lot of exploring. They took us on like a 2-hour walking tour that basically covered the whole city. We went to 3 different clubs. So basically in Ireland, I guess the way they organize our sports is instead of playing mostly for your school, you play for a club. So we went to their like clubhouses, and one place had like cricket and field hockey and soccer, and we scrimmaged some adult teams. We actually scrimmaged a high school team, and they were very good. And we got to do, I think it was 2 or 3 clinics with one of the assistant national coaches, and he had a lot of really helpful things as we're heading into this season.
And then transitioning back to Haverford, you know, just What are some of your thoughts on this upcoming season? How, you know, talk about your excitement level for the season to get underway soon.
Yeah, so I'm really excited. Obviously, as it's kind of my last go at this, so that's an exciting and kind of scary thing. But I think we have a really solid team. We've been working really well together so far in preseason. I have a fairly large class, and we've been together for 4 years at this point. So it's nice to have the girls who were abroad last year come back and mesh right back into the team. And I think, I mean, it's a hard conference, and we definitely have some challenges ahead of us, but I think that, you know, I'm not intimidated by any of these teams anymore after 4 years, so that's right. Kind of a, it's nice to go into it with a little bit of confidence.
2 years ago, you were second team all-conference, and then last year you had an injury that made you miss a couple games. What was going through that like for you?
Yeah, so I pretty much got rocked in the face and had a nice little nasal fracture and all that. So that was definitely, you know, it's hard, and it's hard to go from participating and then participate in a different way. But I think at Haverford we're really lucky that I had a lot of support, not only from my teammates and my coach, but also from the academic side and professors who were just more than willing to help me with whatever I needed. And I think it was just about like taking that time to get back to being healthy, and it definitely gives a good perspective on how every player on a team has something to contribute. And even though I couldn't actually play field hockey, I tried to find other ways to still be part of the team and still contribute. So.
And then let's take a trip back. You're a high school senior, high school junior. You're going through the whole process of looking at colleges. What were some of the things that attracted you to Haverford?
Yeah, so I went to a fairly large middle school, elementary school, and then switched to a smaller high school, and I found that small, close-knit environment really benefited me, so that was definitely one of the things on my list, was a smaller school. I'm from around the area, so I was kind of hoping to stay close, and wanting to play field hockey at the D3 level, Centennial Conference was high on my list in terms of a high balance between academics and athletics. And it actually, me and my mom always joke, my college search process kind of turned into, like, let's try and find a school that beats Haverford, because everywhere I went, I was like, well, Haverford had this, or I really liked it a little bit better at Haverford when they did this. So it sounds cliche, but I stepped onto the campus and I just knew, and hearing about the honor code and all the other wonderful things here just kind of sealed the deal.
And then moving on to the field hockey aspect, going through high school, going through grade school, who were some of your major influences getting into the sport?
Yeah, so it's actually also kind of funny. So we didn't play sports in my district until 7th grade, and there really wasn't. I mean, I played like peewee soccer and stuff and basketball, but there really wasn't any field hockey. And I actually had my heart set on trying out for the volleyball team and went to like the before the tryout night meeting and realized that all the other girls had about a foot and a half on me. And so me and my mom talked it over and decided, you know, maybe giving a new sport a try to kind of not eliminate myself from the get-go would be a good idea. So it just kind of, field hockey just kind of clicked, and I just really liked the way that the game moved. I found that I had some, like, skill at it, and so pretty much just started in 7th grade. I actually did a field hockey and lacrosse camp here at Haverford when I was in 7th or 8th grade with the coach who was here before, Coach Cox, and really enjoyed that and really liked her, so I joined her club team for indoor season and played with them for a couple years, and that was definitely had a big influence on developing my skills as a player. And then my high school coach and my high school team, it was a really, like I said, it was a small school, so it was a very supportive environment, and I had the chance to play, you know, a lot of different positions and a lot of time, and like I said, field hockey just always kind of clicked.
One of the big awards here at Haverford College is the McIntosh Award. What was that experience like for you to be able to win like that?
Yeah, so like I mentioned earlier, for me, it's really important that I'm a student athlete and that my academics and athletics are both at a high level. And so to win an award like that, I think really speaks to the character of the athletic department here at Haverford, and that being a student first and an athlete is really emphasized. And I mean, I was completely shocked to win that award and was extremely grateful, and definitely take a lot of pride in the fact that it was not only an athletic achievement, but it was a combo between athletics and academics.
You talk about the academic process and being a student athlete. How has that balance been like for you these past couple of years?
Yeah, so it's definitely been an adjustment, and I think one of the things that really attracted me to Haverford was the emphasis on that balance, and something as silly sounding as not having classes that are in that 4-6 block make a huge difference. Especially, I'm a science major, and so I have a lot of hours in class and in the lab, and just having that support that comes from kind of the structure of how the academic programs are run here makes a world of difference. And having professors that are extremely accommodating when I have to miss class for a game, and a coach that is extremely accommodating when I have to miss practice for class, I think having that support from kind of the adults around me and that's just been a huge help in finding that balance.
Is there one particular moment on campus that either is athletic or academic, or is there just one moment in your past 4 years that can kind of summarize, you know, what the college experience has been like for you?
That's a good question. I think, honestly, when I broke my nose, a lot of those pieces kind of came together, because I was, first of all, when you break your nose and it's very swollen, and so that had to set for a week, and then I had surgery and that took another week. And I remember being in lab and one of my professors like being very concerned, and also getting a text from coach and she was very concerned, and like her telling me to stay in lab if I needed to, and them telling me to get to the game if I needed to. And so I don't think very often at places you find professors telling you to go take care of your athletic side and athletics telling you to take care of your academic side. So as a student athlete, it gives you a lot of independence to have control over that balance and have both priorities being important to you, I guess.
What are some of your favorite parts about the campus, like a particular place to study, mm-hmm. or things like that?
Yeah, so I really like studying in the coop. I kind of like a little bit of the chaos in the background because otherwise I kind of get distracted and zone off. I also really like the science library because I spend a lot of time in the INSC as a bio major. And Zubro, again, is really nice because there's kind of like a little bit of chaos amid like me trying to cram and study, so.
Is there one athletic moment over the past couple years that stands out above the rest?
I think my freshman year, when we made it all the way to the championship of the Centennial Conference, that was a really exciting moment. The way it works for field hockey is both of the semifinal and the final are in the same weekend. So we went up to Lancaster at F&M, and we won on Saturday, and then we stayed over, and we got to play again on Sunday. And even though we lost, that was a season where like a lot of pieces really came together, and especially as my first season at Haverford, that was like a really nice way to end that couple months of really intense work and transition to college and sports and all that stuff. So I would love to end up in that place again this year.
Wrapping up, you said you wanted to be a doctor.
Mm-hmm.
What are some of your plans after you graduate?
Yeah, so the kind of the life plan right now is to take a year in between Haverford and apply to medical school kind of during that year, and so enter a year after I graduate. And I know for a fact I want to go into pediatrics. I don't know kind of like the details of what I might be interested in beyond that, but I think Haverford has prepared me very well for that kind of career, and I'm excited to see where I end up.
Okay, so here comes the fun part of the interview. These questions coming up are going to be rapid-fire questions.
Okay.
So you just give me the first thing that pops into your head. Favorite sports team growing up?
Okay, my dad really likes the Steelers, so I don't really do sports teams, but for him, I'll say the Steelers.
Okay. Favorite movie?
Remember the Titans with a tie with She's the Man.
Okay. What's the significance behind She's the Man?
I don't know. I just really like Amanda Bynes, and it kind of had the sports thing, and me and my sister could probably watch it a million times, so.
Fair enough. Favorite book?
Cutting for Stone.
Favorite food?
Chocolate.
Any kind of chocolate? Chocolate chip cookie?
Probably Reese's, okay. If I had to get specific.
Favorite vacation spot?
We have a house in Bethany Beach in Delaware, so it's definitely there.
Favorite superhero or cartoon growing up?
Me and my sister would wake up early every morning to watch Arthur before school, so I think I have to say Arthur.
What song is the most played on your iTunes playlist?
I honestly don't know. I listen to Pandora.
Well, what's your favorite station on Pandora?
I have like a summer hits of the 90s that I'm pretty into.
There you go. What's your favorite 90s hit?
I don't know. I really don't.
Fair enough. So, the last part of this interview are deep thinking questions.
Okay.
That will have to really test your knowledge. If you could have three things on a deserted island, what would they be?
Okay, so I watch a lot of survivalist shows with my mom. So from a very practical standpoint, it would have to be a fire starter and a fishing net. And then for entertainment purposes, I would want my Kindle.
You can have three wishes from a genie. What would they be? And no, you cannot wish for more wishes. Or you cannot wish for a genie to give you more wishes.
Oh, okay. Okay, cliche. I think I would have to say unlimited money. I would like the ability to teleport anywhere I wanted instantly. And then a third wish. I think I would want, if on any day that I decided, it would be the perfect beach day.
Speaking of teleporting, moving on to my next question. If you could have one superpower, what would it be?
Yeah, it would be teleporting anywhere I wanted instantly. I get very car sick, so that would be a major life improvement.
So, if you get car sick, do you get seasick? Or, like, was that trip to the Bermuda, was that, like,
yeah, okay, that wasn't so great. And it was actually funny because when we got off the boat, it got worse. I, like, adjusted to the rocking, and then I actually felt, like, I guess, land sick when we got back. So, that's why we stick to the beach.
Okay, fair enough. If you could time travel, would you go to the past or the future?
Future.
Really?
Yeah.
Why the future?
I think just because...
Flying cars?
Yeah, I think I'd want to see what was going on. I think, you know, you can get a decent idea of what it was like maybe in the past. I don't know, give or take. But I think, yeah, I think it'd be cool to see what would happen in 100, 200 years.
What advice would you give to the high school version of yourself?
I think I would tell myself, which I think is something I still need to remember today, to just kind of, like, trust the process and that things work out the way they're supposed to and that, like, Haverford was supposed to work out, so it worked out, and, like, things with field hockey work out, and to just kind of, like, enjoy. Because the college process is very stressful, and to just kind of enjoy it and realize that things will work out the way that they're supposed to.
And then my final question.
Okay.
Is a hot dog a sandwich?
Yeah. It's in between bread.
Fair enough.
Thanks for listening to the podcast. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Podomatic, or listen to the podcast on the Haverford Athletics website. We'll have more fall athletes coming soon. Go Fords!